Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, you are listening, as I said, to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, realize when we have rebroadcasts, they can be from any time between 2006 and now. So very often, they're from old radio programs that were from old radio stations. So if it says something about WWDB or if it says something about Achieve Radio, realize those were the stations I was on at the time. Now I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Now, if you're interested in calling into the program, you need to call 619-789-6837. That's 619-789-6837. Okay. Now, there is a link on my website and on the Blog Talk Radio homepage for you to access the program and to find out who is going to be on the program. Now, to find programs without subscribing to my e-card, you have to enter my name or the name of the program in the Blog Talk Radio search box. Any problems with any of those internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Now, only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last week we did all rebroadcasts, and if you missed any of those programs, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the show. And for appointments with me, that's either face-to-face or remote, and for general information, call 866-472-6094. Again, that's 866-472-6094. Now, remember, you can purchase an autographed copy of my book, the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and you can do that on my site. Visit www.amtherapies.com to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. Now, you can also follow me on Twitter, Alternative Medi, and don't forget New Skin Products, as well as Blood Type Products by Dr. D'Adamo, where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now, I want to let you know that Blog Talk Radio is featuring tonight's program on the website, and we're going to be speaking tonight with Howard Rosenthal, Mr. Food Test Kitchen. He's the Chief Operating Officer for the Mr. Food brand and spokesperson for Mr. Food Test Kitchen's Hello Taste, Goodbye Guilt. Now, at the end of tonight's program, we will discuss the herb yerba mate and the asana Adho Mukha Savasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, now from Science Daily, and it's talking about what do rotten eggs and colon cancer have in common. And it came out July 8, 2013. And this was from the University of Texas, their medical branch at Galveston. The researchers have discovered that hydrogen sulfide, the pungent smelling gas produced by rotten eggs, is a key player in colon cancer metabolism and a potential target for therapies for the disease. In a paper appearing online this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the UTMB scientists described cell culture and mouse experiments demonstrating that colon cancer cells produce large amounts of hydrogen sulfide and depend on the compound for survival and growth. Quote, they love it and they need it, end quote, said UTMB professor Kasaba Swabo, an author on the paper. Quote, colon cancer cells thrive on this stuff. Our data show that they use it to make energy, to divide, to grow, and to invade the host, end quote. The researchers connected the bulk of colon cancer hydrogen sulfide production to a protein called CBS, which is produced at much higher levels in colon cancer cells than in non-cancer tissue. Now, experiments revealed that colon cancer cell growth was curtailed when the activity of CBS was chemically blocked, while normal cell growth was unaffected. Quote, our work identifies CBS as a new anti-cancer target, end quote, said UTMB professor and paper author Mark Helmut. Quote, by blocking CBS, we can fight colon cancer, end quote. The anti-colon cancer effects of blocking CBS were also seen when the scientists studied nude mice onto which patient-derived colon cancer tumor cells had been implanted. Without hydrogen sulfide, the tumors grew much more slowly. They also showed a pronounced decrease in angiogenesis, the process by which a tumor stimulates the growth of a host blood vessel around itself to hijack oxygen and nutrients from its own use. The discovery surprised Savo and Helmich, but in retrospect, Savo said it makes sense. Quote, billions of years ago, before there was oxygen on Earth, hydrogen sulfide biochemistry was one of the main mechanisms that supported life, Savo said. Quote, by producing hydrogen sulfide, cancer cells are recreating an ancient mechanism, end quote. That mechanism, Helmich said, offers the scientists a chance to translate a basic science discovery into new therapies for cancer patients. This is a chance to do research that really matters, Helmut said. We're merely excited to have that opportunity, end quote. Okay, I hear a microphone in the background, and ladies and gentlemen, that is our guest waiting patiently to start the interview.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, you are listening to Wellness Wholeness and Nursing with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, here on Blog Talk Radio. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Pennsylvania. And you can visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for face-to-face and remote secure video conference appointments. We're going to be talking to Mr. Howard Rosenthal. Now, Howard Rosenthal was appointed to the position of Chief Operating Officer of the Mr. Food brand in 2010 by company founder and late Art Ginsberg. Now, he joined the company in 1994 as Vice President of Creative Business Development and is responsible for the daily operations and creative control of all departments of the company, including TV production, online and traditional publishing, marketing, and public relations, and fostering licensing and spokespersonship business relationships. Now, as part of the growth of the brand, in early 2012, Howard joined Art Ginsberg on TV for segments directed from the Mr. Food Test Kitchen and is now on-air, the on-air personality for the Mr. Food Test Kitchen television segments. With a restaurant management and professional chef degree from the State University of New York, my old stomping ground, Howard brings a demonstrated track record of strong leadership and a solid vision for the company's continued growth. And prior to joining Mr. Food, he and his wife, Patty, owned and operated their own successful catering company in Syracuse, New York, for more than 16 years. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Rosenthal, or should I say Mr. Food?
Or you can just call me Howard. How's that?
Okay, very good. Okay. Glad to have you.
How are you?
Wonderful, thank you. And thank you for bearing with all of our various. You know, live radio is wonderful when everything goes smoothly. It's a challenge.
There's always hiccups in life.
Yes, yes. Now, this, what I'd like you, before we get into this wonderful book, Hello Taste, Goodbye Guilt, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about Art Ginsberg, the program, and there may be some people that don't really know what actually happened to him, and then you can sort of bring us up to date on what's been going on since.
My pleasure. Well, Art Ginsberg, better known or best known as Mr. Food, about 30 years ago, before there were the morning TV shows of Good Morning America and the Today Show, he got on. He was living in Albany, New York, your old stomping ground-ish, and he was a caterer, and he went on the morning talk show. It was Mimi's talk show, and it was a TV show, and he did a cooking demonstration, probably about 10 or 15 minutes, and the response was amazing. So she invited him back day after day, and, you know, people started calling his catering company and saying, hey, can you cater my son's birthday party or this or that? And he was very fortunate that his catering company was very successful, and so the next time he went on, he said, Mimi, introduce me as anything, but don't introduce me as Art Ginsberg the caterer because I'm getting calls at all hours of the night. So back then, the next day he was on, he said, here's, and she was just about to say Art Ginsberg the caterer. Art looked over at her. He knew what she knew what she needed to say. She says, here's Mr. Food. So that's the very scientific way we came up with our name, Mr. Food. And that was 30 years ago. From then, he whittled it down to a 90-second spot, and we're nationally syndicated, still in over 125 TV markets throughout the country through CBS Worldwide Distribution. So we're the longest running insert on TV. We're on 46 of the 50 states and over 32 years on air. So it's amazing. We have our website. We have cookbooks. We have products. But Mark Hinsberg was an amazing man and really ahead of his time. He was someone who always believed that eating is important, obviously, to nourish yourself, but it's just as important for who's around the table as it is what's on the table, because you just become a better person when you communicate, share, and have the joy of life and food like he shared.
That's wonderful. Now, what can you tell, well, first of all, why a book focusing on diabetes or diabetic recipes? Why was that the particular focus?
Well, it's always, you know, what we believe in as a company. Our mission sort of is, you know, give people options, whether that be within a recipe or choices on how they make, you know, or how they eat every day. So, you know, we've always offered, our motto has been quick, easy, no-nonsense cooking. You know, getting things on the table, whether it be gourmet tasting, simplistic, it's more important to get the people at the table and make sure you have a meal. You know, our targeted audience really is that person who needs to have dinner Monday through Friday, not just the Saturday night very fancy, you know, hoo-hoo party there. But, you know, you got to eat dinner every day. You got to eat breakfast every day. So let's make sure we have cookbooks for that. And when we came up with the concept, we got a lot of people on our website saying, you know, we're looking for recipes that are low in sugar, meet a healthy lifestyle. My son has type 2 diabetes. I have to cook something for him, but the rest of the family doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, you know, that's crazy. No, I mean, no one, moms are busy enough today. They don't need one recipe for little Johnny and one recipe for the rest of the family. So we said, let's come up with a book. And our only goal was to have, and really I think we think the title of the book covers it all, Hello Taste Good by Guilt. We want great tasting recipes without all the guilt. It's published with the American Diabetes Association, who is obviously the authority on, you know, living a better quality lifestyle if you have a diabetes, and as well as nutritional side of it. So we have their backing, their support, and I think, you know, from the initial feedback we're getting from this book, I think we really hit a grand slam here, because people are just loving that they can have, you know, that taste, that satisfaction without all that guilt.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the cover. It makes you not only hungry, but it's a good thing the book isn't edible, because I'm certain people would start picking the shrimp right off the page. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautifully designed. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share with you what is covered in the book, just so you have a good idea. And then we're going to talk some more with Howard. I'm sorry, Mr. Food. Oh, well, do you want Howard? That's what you said, right?
Whatever you call me, I'm going to answer to.
I sort of like Mr. Food. I think that's wonderful.
Then let's go that way.
Okay, now, the book is about almost 200 pages, and they have eye-opening breakfasts, simply appetizers, warming soups, stews, and chilies, sensational salads, pleasing poultry, hearty beef and pork, seafood, pasta, and more, endless go-along, guilt-free desserts, and then, of course, an index. So now, out of all of these, do you have a special favorite that you sort of focus on or cater on, or that's your specialty when it comes to these?
I don't think there's anything that's per se my specialty, but I mean, some of the things that I really love in the book, we have a bottomless chicken pot pie,
oh my,
which, you know, so many of us like that comfort feeling of a pot pie, but obviously, you know, with a heavy crust on top and on the bottom, that really is nixed from a diabetic lifestyle diet. So we came up with a pot pie that's loaded with chicken, vegetables, and a really light cream sauce. So you get the satisfaction on that comfort, but it's topped with a very thin layer of phyllo dough. So that the crust actually has 1/6 the fat and carbohydrates of a traditional pie crust. And again, that's one of my favorites. I mean, it's crunchy, it's hearty, it makes you feel good. It's just, you know, again, if you ever have the book in your hand, it's on page 103.
I
just take a look at that.
Oh, my God.
It's like you want to put your bathing suit on and jump right in. Just hop off the diving board and right into it.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's telling no lie. It looks, and I'm a vegetarian, so for me to find chicken pot pie appetizing, it has to look really wonderful. But yes, the phyllo dough does add that what is it, that light crispiness that is very unique. It's very nice.
Being vegetarian, you'll certainly appreciate we have one of my other favorites in the book. There's a creamy portobello mushroom soup, which is, and again, it's creamy. You get that bite of portobello, so you get that, you know, like you're really biting into something instead of mushroom soup, where it's typically a little more slippery and slidey of the mushroom. This is like you're really biting into it. Really good. One of my true, true favorites in the book. We have a farmer's market chili that is just loaded with black beans and green peppers and zucchini and fresh mushrooms. So you're getting that heartiness of the chili with the chili powder, the crushed tomatoes. But again, I mean, the whole thing cooks up in, you know, maybe under an hour. You put everything in a pot, you let it simmer, boom. You have a rich dinner that tastes like it cooked all day, and there's enough to make a boatload, so you invite some friends over. And that's really, you know, what we like to see in our recipes, things that you're really going to eat. You know, it's sometimes there's recipes and they look good and then you really sit down and go, oh, why am I eating this? But,
well, not only that, but I'm looking at the way it's laid out. The recipes, the words are big. You know, the letters are large, so you can actually have it, you know, somewhere in the kitchen if you have one of those pull-down holders for your recipe book. You can put it, set it on there easily and be able to read from a distance without having to go get your glasses and all of that kind of thing. And everything, the steps are nicely numbered and very clear and well organized. Oh, and then you even have on the bottom of the page exchange food choices. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I would love to. You know, again, living a diabetic lifestyle is really important. You know, you have to make choices. And, you know, when if you're creating a menu, if you're having one of these items just by itself, you have to know the calories, the fat, the cholesterol, the potassium, you know, the protein, the sodium. So we have all that. Plus, we have the diabetic exchanges, that it's one carb and, you know, three meats, or one vegetable and three lean meats. Again, making it very easy, because so many people, whether it be type 1 or type 2 diabetes, you know, you're dealt these cards one day and you go to your doctor and your doctor says, well, you know, your sugar's high, you have either pre-diabetes or you have diabetes, and you're there and you're in a daze. You don't, what do I do first? Where do I go? My life's going to change. I'll never be able to eat anything again. And that's not, I mean, that's exactly what you're all about. There are ways to get your body back in line without taking, you know, traditional over-the-counter medicines or prescription medicines. Exercise and eating right is the best thing you can do for your body. So if we can give you the tools that are going to help you do that, and that's what the nutritional choices and the exchange will really help you do.
Well, now that's wonderful. And I think one of the things that sets this book or your book apart is the fact that we get those test kitchen hints, those special tips that are based on the research that you, the folks, you know, folks do in the test kitchen itself. And I think that's
right. We have a great test kitchen. You know, and it's funny because a lot of times, you know, a newspaper editor or a magazine will take one of our recipes from a book and put it in one of their features, and they'll call us up and say, you know something, every one of the recipes we tried worked. And we looked at it and we were talking to them and said, well, why wouldn't they work? Of course, it's a cookbook. They said, you can't believe the number of recipes we get, because people create cookbooks and they just really write them up and everything's not tested. Every one of our recipes is triple tested. We taste it, test it. Someone else in the test kitchen will try it again. So, again, we understand and we appreciate people make an investment. They're going out and they're buying the ingredients for, if it's southern catfish fingers or Amish, you know, corn relish, whatever it may be, you want to make sure it works. We're not asking people to gamble. We want to say, we know these work. We can tell you tips and shortcuts on how to make your life in the kitchen easier. And if we do that, then we have accomplished our mission.
Well, wonderful, and I want you to hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to him about some of these guilt-free desserts that they have listed. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Twitter. When you go to the website, www.amtherapies.com, you'll find a link for purchasing the blood type diet product. And we'll be back with Howard Rosenthal, Chief Operating Officer of the Mr. Food brand and spokesperson for Mr. Food Test Kitchen. Hello, taste. Goodbye, guilt. To call into the program, 619-789-6835.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay. Yes. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I want to make sure you realize that next week, our live guest, July 16, 2013, will be Paul Chappell. He's the author of a very interesting book dealing with, of all things, a very unique topic, The Art of Waging Peace. Yes, The Art of Waging Peace. And you can go to my website next week or sometime this week to see who the rebroadcast guest will be on July 17th and 18th. Now, at the end of next week's program, we will discuss the herb Yohimbe and the Asana Urdhva Mukha Savasana. Now, we're back with Howard Rosenthal, Chief Operating Officer of the Mr. Food brand and spokesperson for Mr. Food Test Kitchens. Hello, taste, goodbye, guilt. Yes. Okay, Mr. Food. Now, you have this section, and I guess you saved the best for last because it's at the end of the book, your guilt-free dessert. I know most of the audience is listening and anxiously waiting to see what types of desserts you do have in here. They are beautiful. You want to talk a little bit about them?
Well, one of the biggest things, if someone is diagnosed with diabetes, one of the things they probably crave the most is that dessert that's going to satisfy their taste buds. And, you know, one of the things we talk quite a bit with the American Diabetes Association is it's better to have a dessert that has the taste and that will satisfy the person eating it and have a smaller portion than having a larger dessert, because we've all been there. We get something and we try it and it's like, it's okay. And then you keep picking and you go to the next item and you try something else and you try nothing satisfying that taste. So we said, you know what, let's come up with desserts that meet the qualifications, the guidelines of the American Diabetes Association. Yes, will satisfy that craving you're having. Because otherwise you're just going to keep nibbling and noshing until the cows come home. So some of these desserts are just amazing. Our not-so-devilish minty cookies have minty, ooey-gooiness through every bite. Our sweet and salty raspberry bars. I was on QVC this past weekend where we were selling this book, and everybody went bonkers over this. A layer of a pretzel crust on the bottom. Pretzels are, low in fat. We did salt-free. And then we did almost like a cheesecake filling with reduced fat, low sugar filling. And then the top is fresh raspberries with a sugar-free gelatin topping. It's the kind of dish. It can be a side dish. It can be a dessert. I mean, I have to admit it. I've had it for breakfast before. But it's one of those things you take to the potluck, the church dinner. But everything else is still half full. Your dish is totally empty. Okay. It's that good.
Folks, we've got a cranberry oatmeal cookies, bite-sized almond biscotti. And he mentioned the not-so-devilish minty cookies. They've got a caramel walnut brownies, sweet and salty mother raspberry bars, banana chip squares. Talk a little bit about that. Everybody loves bananas. But banana chips.
Well, bananas are great, and, you know, bananas are something that can have, you know, if you're making a banana bread or something like that, it can have a lot of sugar in it traditionally. So we put, you know, non-fat yogurt in it, canola oil, and really ripe bananas. But we cut that because if your bananas are really ripe and you really beat them to sort of incorporate some air, you get this banana richness that's just over the top. And if you look, you know, I'm looking at the recipe and you have it in front of you probably as well, it does have light brown sugar in it. And someone would say, oh, my God, I can't have light brown sugar if I'm on a diabetic diet. Absolutely, that's not true. It's better to have a smaller portion and eat something that's going to satisfy you than, you know, not. I mean, it has, make sure it has dietary fiber. That's why, like, having bananas and raspberries and mixed berries in our shortcake are so important, because the dietary fiber is actually going to counterbalance some of the, we'll call it the bad carbohydrate, and that's it just helps you get through the whole process better, and you feel like you cheated, but you didn't.
Okay, there's a mixed berry shortcake, bottomless chocolate chip cheesecake. Oh, you know you have to talk about that. I'm going to the page as you speak.
Okay, well,
oh, that's beautiful.
You know, who doesn't like chocolate chips, and who doesn't like cheesecake? So if you put them together, again, we used just a little bit of mini chocolate chips. So you get more of that little bit of chocolate throughout the entire piece of that you're getting. Again, it's the way you incorporate the cream cheese and a little bit of sugar with vanilla, and the lemon juice brings out the sweet and tartness in it, some sour cream. I tell you, you bake these up, and the reason it's bottomless is because you're just going to keep digging and digging. You will hit the plate sooner or later, but you are going to be so satisfied and have this happy smile on your face. People are going to wonder what you did and where you were.
And, of course, the play on words is lovely. I love the very clever titles to everything. Layered chocolate chip bomb. Now, I've got to see what that looks like.
Well, now, that's like really, it's one of those recipes that when you put this out, everyone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, when did you have time to make all those layers and blah, 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 blah. Ha! It's sugar-free, reduced-fat chocolate chip cookies. You buy them in the cookie aisle right next to the Chips Ahoy. You take those, you dip them into strong black coffee mixed with a little bit of milk until they get sort of mushy, and you layer them in a bowl. You're layering it in a bowl covered with saran wrap. Then you're taking some whipped topping and making a layer of that on top of the cookies. Another layer of cookies, then whipped topping. Again, reduced fat, fat-free whipped topping. And you keep layering until you fill up a bowl, like a one-quart bowl. Then you freeze it, and when you cut it into wedges, fasten your seatbelt. Because this is going to fly off the table.
Yeah, and that's why when I was looking, and I said, oh, my goodness, it must be so involved, because I see these little curves, you know, because you show the sliced section of it. But, yeah, that's very clever.
There's four ingredients, four ingredients. You can do this. We, you know, our goal, and one of the things that we've learned from, you know, Art Ginsburg and, you know, from being on the air so much, is it's not important for us to sit on the radio or watch, you know, sit on the TV or go on the internet and tell everybody in the world how much we know. I know how to cook. Our test kitchen knows how to cook. That's not what's important. It's for us to empower all the people we touch every day so they can cook better, so they can live that life. And if we're accomplishing that, then we're accomplishing our mission.
Well, yes, I mean, what, there's over 150... healthy and diabetic-friendly recipes that you provide. So you're really helping people find out how to do an awful lot at home or on their own. And then sometimes it'll give them ideas of little things that they can do creatively on their own. They'll add this, add that. But this is really, really special. Now, what about portion control? What are easy ways your listeners can, our listeners, can reference everyday objects to determine how, you know, determine food portions and things of that, and shopping tips? And what kind of advice do you have for everybody? Oh, I lost him. He dropped into the into the ether. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well, and I'm going to try to get him back on the line. I look like he's coming back on.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Li Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Okay, yes. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, I want you to...
I am back.
Yes, I see that you have gotten back, ladies and gentlemen. We have him back. We are back with Howard Rosenthal. He's the Chief Operating Officer of the Mr. Food brand and spokesperson for the Mr. Food Test Kitchen Hello Taste, Goodbye Guilt book. We were talking about these desserts, and I just asked you about, you know, advice that you can give our listeners to assist them with portion control, also shopping tips for when they're in the supermarket and things of that nature.
Well, first of all, I mean, and again, those are two very important aspects of whether anytime you're trying to eat better. Rule number one, don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You know,
yeah.
Go have lunch, go have breakfast, go shopping after dinner, but don't go before a meal, because then you're going to grab everything that you just want to eat and crave, and that's not a good way to do it. Go with a list. Make a shopping list. Know what you want to plan for dinners, breakfast, whatever it may be. You know, get the yogurt, get the fruit for breakfast. You know, go with egg whites, go with a healthier diet. Again, doesn't mean you shouldn't indulge. If you're buying cheeses, don't buy the stronger flavor cheeses, because it's the taste you're going after. So if you have something that has a little bit more bite to it, then it's going to go further, whether you put that in your omelet or cheese or casserole. Instead of putting in something that's so mild, you have to put in so much it has no taste. That's really important. Portion control. So many people, you know, people say, well, you have to have the right size portion. You know, you have to have 3 ounces. You have to have 4 ounces of protein. Well, for the average person, who knows what 3 or 4 ounces are? We have in the front of our book a section that talks about, you know, 3 or 4 ounces of meat, which is what is recommended by, you know, USDA as well as American Diabetes Association, is about the size of a deck of cards. Everybody know what this? It could be about, you know, it's a little thinner than a mouse that we use on our computer. So everybody can relate to that. You know, a portion of broccoli. You know, you should have, how big should that be? Is it too big, too small? It should be about the size of a light bulb. We all know what a traditional light bulb is. So again, you know, make sure you have lots of lean protein, like you have plenty of vegetables. And in our book, we walk you through what some of these sizes are. So it's common sense. You don't have to get out the measuring cup and say, oh, that's what a half a cup of grain looks like. It's about the size of a tennis ball.
That's always helpful, because everybody needs some kind of guidance. And then once they get in the habit, it becomes second nature. But it's always good to have that the guide star. Now, when you talk
about
one of the things
that people do often, if you're trying to diet or trying to eat just better, follow some kind of dietary plan, spend a couple dollars and go get dinner plates that are more lunch size. You know, you get these big 10-inch dinner plates. You know, you put a little something on it, it feels like, oh my God, there's nothing here. But pick up a 7-inch dinner plate, and all of a sudden you put it on there, it's like, wow, I got a big plate of something here. And a lot of it is psychological. I mean, again, those little tips make a huge difference. You know, you pour a cereal bowl, and, you know, hello America, you know, dump half the box in there, add half a gallon of milk, and then they wonder why we're getting overweight. You have to have portion control. So use a small salad bowl, and that's going to make a huge difference. If you cut your calories in half, go to a restaurant, get half of it, tell the waiter before he even puts it down, I'd like half of it wrapped to go, and I'm only going to eat half of it. Whatever the portion size is, you will be satisfied. And then you're cutting your calories in half, and you're still satisfied.
Well, now, before we go much further along, would you share your contact information and the website's web address?
Absolutely. Now, we have two websites. We have MrFood.com, which is where you can get all of our TV recipes that you see on TV and lots of recipes and videos, about 10,000 recipes. You won't ever go hungry. Now, we also have EverydayDiabeticRecipes.com. That is our diabetic website. So that is a website geared for people who have diabetes, who want to eat a little bit healthier. And that is EverydayDiabeticRecipes.com. And you can go from Mr. Food right to there as well. We have Mr. Food on Facebook, Mr. Food Test Kitchen on Facebook. So you can go visit us there. And through our website, you can contact us. There's contact information. So if you have questions after the show that we can help you with, where you can get our cookbooks, there's a shop button on our site. You can go to QVC.com. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Walmart.com. They all have our book, Barnes & Noble. So whatever is easier for you, that's what we're about. You know, giving you choices, whether it's cooking, buying our books to make your life easier. You know, and these are the cookbooks, and we call these the dirtiest cookbooks ever because we want you to splatter them. We want you to have them on the stove. You have your grandmother's recipes, your mother's recipes, and which are the best ones? The ones that are stuck together.
Because you've been doing them so much.
Right,
them
they're
so
worn through. You can't even write because they were written in pen or pencil, and they're worn down. That's what we want of these cookbooks. So if you love us, you're going to make our cookbooks filthy. You're going to keep them next to your stove, and you're going to just use the heck out of them because you're going to be so happy, and that's what it's all about.
What kinds of advice do you have for including young people in the cooking process? What are some things that make cooking fun for young people without destroying the recipe or your kitchen altogether? What are some suggestions?
That's a great, great topic, you know, because so often parents today, you know, they say, well, I don't know why my kid is finicky, but I don't eat this, and this. You know, the best thing you can do is include your children in the process of making dinner or lunch or dessert or whatever it may be, and then they get an experiment. I mean, would you trim this asparagus for me? Let me show you how you just take it and you snap the ends. And the kid's saying, asparagus, that's gross. And then they do it a couple times, and then they cook it. And then at dinner, they see mom and dad maybe eating it or their big sister, and they're going to try a piece because they made it. So it's pride and ownership. And if you do that, A, you're getting the time with mom, dad, the siblings, making dinner. And there was just a recent study out that I read that people who spend over 15 minutes together at dinner, their chances of being less obese and having a more sure, safe, you know, family environment are like 62% higher. And with every minute you add, the percentage goes up that much longer. So spending time together is just as important as eating. So it's imperative that, you know, and again, how many times do we skip a generation because somebody doesn't know how to cook? because their moms did it, and they go to college, and it's like, I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to fry an egg.
Yeah, well, no, you're absolutely right. But hopefully people will find ways of including children in the process. Was there more you wanted to say about reading nutritional fact labels and interpreting the information properly? Because you do discuss that in your book.
Right. I mean, you know, we hear through, you know, radio shows and TV shows and magazines, read the label. So people say, okay, and like, you see them in the supermarket and they turn it around, the package, and they look in the back and they go, all right, I'm reading it, but I don't know what I'm looking at. So it's important. That's what we really do a step-by-step in the book, how to read a label. You know, not only read the calories, but, again, if you have a diabetic lifestyle, you need to read the carbohydrates. Maybe it's the sugar. And again, everyone's dietary requirements are going to differ. So like you recommend, always speak to your physician or your healthcare professional or your nutritionist that can help you here. But what is the portion size? You know, those bags of chips sometimes that look like they're individual size are really three portions. Someone will look at it and say, oh, these are only 100 calories. 100 calories per serving, but there's three servings. So now you just munched out on, you know, 300 calories of chips, thinking you only had 100 calories. So no portion size, you know, and take out what you want, close the bag, put it away, and you're much better off. It's so important.
Now, for those who do need to be concerned about diabetes, where would you direct them for more information about the American Diabetes Association?
AmericanDiabetes.org is their website. A great resource. There is so many tools that can help you really just live a better lifestyle. I mean, obviously, one major part of it we address here in the cookbook and the recipes, but, you know, exercise, lifestyle, checkup, just sharing with blogs and talking to other people, because you're not alone. You're not on an island by yourself. I mean, there's 26 million people who have in America who have diabetes, and 2 million people a year are diagnosed with diabetes, and there's 76 million people who are pre-diabetic. So you're not alone. You didn't do anything wrong. Maybe you were a little bit more sedentary or didn't eat the right way, but it's not too late to correct. You need to get up. You need to move. Hence, Michelle Obama's, you know, you got to move. You got to eat better. You got to, you know, live and get out a little more. But eating right and attitude, and that's so much, you know, between the American Diabetes Association, on everydaydiabeticrecipes.com, we have lots of information how you can do that well, lots of tips. And, you know, when you go to the mall, park at the furthest spot. Don't look to the closest one. Those extra couple hundred steps are going to make all the difference. They add up.
Well, now, the program is going so fast, and we're at that point in the program where I do ask up my guests if they have one final quick word of wisdom that they want to share with our listeners.
What is my final words of wisdom that I like to share? I really like to share that, first of all, I think cooking needs to be fun. That is one of the most important things. The most important ingredient that goes into any recipe is TLC. You got to love who you're cooking it for. It's always going to taste better. Cook with passion. If you're not a great cooker, you're a little bit more apprehensive, get a cookbook and follow it. And as time goes on, you're going to be released from that cookbook. You're going to add your own style, your own personality. But eat healthier. If you eat better, exercise better, you won't need the prescription medicine as much. Not saying that you won't, depending on your health care, you know, recommendations. But do your part. You have to be your own advocate to eat better and live a better lifestyle.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Food, Howard Rosenthal. And ladies, go get this book. Gentlemen, go get this book. Hello, Taste, Goodbye, Guilt. You have a wonderful evening, sir.
All right, thank you. And as we say at the end of every TV show, ooh, it's so good. That's our way of saying we love what we do.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is yerba mate. My resource is Bach and Bach. The parts used medicinally are the leaves. Phytochemicals include caffeine, chlorogenic acid, chlorophyll, rutin, tannin, ursolic acid, vanillin. Some of the nutrients include choline, inositol, nicotinic acid. We've got trace minerals, vitamins B3, B5, B6, C, and E. Now, according to Bach and Bach, it fights free radicals, cleanses the blood, and suppresses appetite. It fights aging, stimulates the mind, stimulates the production of cortisone, and tones the nervous system, enhances the healing powers of other herbs, and is useful for allergies, constipation, and inflammatory bowel disorders. Now, caution is that you should not be it should not be used by people who suffer from insomnia. Okay, that sounds like good advice, especially in these days when people don't tend to get enough sleep as it is. And now it is time for our yoga asana. The asana tonight is Adho Mukha Savasana. I want to start out first with the benefits of the posture as presented by Dr. Shah. It improves blood flow to the brain, head, neck, fingers, and toes. It improves blood flow to pituitary, pineal, thyroid, and parathyroid glands, and reduces congestion in the gonads. Reduces congestion in pelvic and abdominal organs, drains the lungs, strengthens muscles and joints of upper and lower extremities, reduces fat in upper and lower extremities, increases stamina, and improves memory, concentration, intellect, and creativity. Now, my wonderful resource book for any yoga asanas is the Iyengar Way. And therein they talk about the posture, and they discuss it, describe it as one that imitates a dog stretching downward. It rests the heart. You lie face down on the floor. You take the feet about 1 foot apart, bend the elbows, and place the hands beside the rib cage. You open the palms and spread the fingers with the middle fingers pointing forward. Keep the hands in line with each other and also in line with the feet. This is the base of the posture. You tuck the toes under, raise the head and trunk, bend the legs to raise the hips, straighten the arms, check alignment of feet and hands. You straighten the legs, lift the hips higher, and take the head and trunk down. Make the knees firm, press the heels of the hands into the floor, stretch the fingers and extend the arms up. Raise the shoulders and move the shoulder blades into the back ribs and up. Lift the pelvis, keep the coccyx and the bottom of the pubis pointing up. Without losing the height of the hips, stretch the heels down. Move the thighs and shins back to bring the weight onto the backs of the legs and the heels. Relax the head and neck. If possible, rest the head on the floor. Stay for 0.5 to 1 minute or longer, breathing evenly. Exhale and come down. Always remember to relax in the pose. Okay, folks. It's nice to be back live, and again, we're going to be live again next week, Tuesday, and the guest we're going to have next week will be very unique and very different. You have been listening to Wholeness and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Blog Talk Radio. You all can access the program on your any type of cellular device and your computer. Remember to purchase an autographed copy of my co-authored book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my website. You can purchase blood type diet products as well by contacting the author. My guest next week, July 16, 2013, will be Paul Chappell, author of The Art of Waging Peace. And remember, he will be live, so you can call in and ask him questions. Next week, go to the website to see who those rebroadcast guests will be on Wednesday and Thursday, July 16th and 17th. 17th and 18th. And remember, at the end of that next program that's live, we'll discuss the herb Yohimbe and the asana Urdhva Mukha Alisana. Send me a tweet on Twitter. I'm Alternative Nettie. Oh, if you missed the live show, you can hear it online within minutes of that broadcast by going to the website or clicking the link in the e-card that I send out to my guests each week, Tuesday. Type my name into the Blog Talk Radio search box or the name of the program. We'll also do that. Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.